From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. A new Justice Department report released today offers dozens of lessons learned from the riots and protests that took place in Ferguson, Missouri last year. NPR's Cheryl Corley says the report reviews what police did for 17 days after a white police officer fatally shot an 18-year-old African-American man.
A Justice Department team says there were several problems with the responses by the four regional police departments at the center of the demonstrations after then-Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson shot and killed Michael Brown. For example, the DOJ says there was inconsistent leadership and a failure to understand endemic problems in the community. The report said law enforcement agencies must develop proactive approaches that anticipate the impact of a community's anger and have a better and immediate grasp of social media. The DOJ team says it's their hope the lessons of Ferguson will provide guidance to the more than 16,000 police departments around the country to respond effectively and constitutionally. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.
A self-proclaimed anti-Semite convicted of killing three people at Jewish sites in suburban Kansas City now says he plans to call more witnesses to explain his actions as a jury decides whether he should receive the death penalty. Frazier Glenn Miller, who acted as his own attorney, is expected to call family members and experts on the case of implementing the death penalty to testify on his behalf. Miller was convicted earlier this week of capital murder and three counts of attempted murder in the 2014 shootings. During his trial, he testified he believed Jews controlled the media, government, and the banks, and he said that is why he carried out the shootings. A county clerk in Kentucky is not budging. She is still refusing to hand out marriage licenses. Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis will appear in federal court tomorrow, where she could be held in contempt for disobeying a judge's order to resume issuing the forms. As Kentucky Public Radio's Ryland Barton explains, she's protesting the Supreme Court's ruling from June legalizing same-sex marriage.
Kim Davis continues to not issue marriage licenses, saying that God informs her decision. An apostolic Christian, Davis says her faith prevents her from signing off on same-sex marriages, and she's not issuing licenses to heterosexual couples either to avoid being accused of discrimination. Robbie Blankenship and his partner drove from Columbus, Ohio, hoping to get a marriage license. No luck.
Reason we're here to get a civil marriage. This is not a church. There is no steeple. It's not a temple. Okay, we deserve the same rights as any other couple.
A federal court has already ordered Davis to resume issuing marriage licenses. She'll find out in the morning whether she'll face fines or even jail time. For NPR News, I'm Ryland Barton in Moorhead, Kentucky.
Factory orders in July posted a solid jump, in part due to an increase in automobile sales. The Commerce Department reports today orders to the nation's factories rose 0.4%. Stocks recovered some, but far from all of their losses from yesterday. The Dow gained 293 points today to close at 16,351. The S&P 500 was up 35 points. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Some Android phones may actually have malware already on them, even as you're taking them home. That's according to a new report by a German security firm, which says malicious software targeting Android smartphones is becoming increasingly common. The firm G-Data says samples containing malware rose by 25% in the second quarter compared with the first 3 months of this year. In some cases, the company says phones contain modified apps designed to spy on users or display advertising. Hollywood and Broadway star Dean Jones has died. He succumbed today to complications from Parkinson's disease at the age of 84. Jeff London has this appreciation of Dean Jones' memorable moments on stage, screen, and song.
The Alabama-born actor was the face of several Disney hit comedies in the 1960s, among them The Love Bug and That Darn Cat. He appeared in 46 films and 5 Broadway shows, most notably in Stephen Sondheim's groundbreaking 1970 musical, Company. He played Bobby, the perennial bachelor, and sang the show-stopping Being Alive.
Somebody crowd me with love. Somebody forced me to care.
Jones is survived by his wife, 3 children, 8 grandchildren, and 3 great-grandchildren. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
North America's highest peak a bit less majestic than initially thought. A remeasurement of Alaska's Mount McKinley, now known as Denali, showed it at 20,310 feet. That's 10 feet shorter than the old measurement. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News.